Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to Two Truths and a Lie with your host, Brandon Lynette. Make sure you subscribe so when I put up an episode or two a week, you don't miss out. Let's get into it today. The lie is going to be obvious. Okay. I'm just going to say that. The witch hunt for Trump continues. Censorship is being called out from the 2020 election. And Biden is gaining popularity. So let's talk about the censorship because that's true. And we all knew what happened. We know what happened. We know that they were fucking with everything, okay, to serve their agenda. It's election interference. We know that. But now people are showing up with receipts, okay? We've got the proof that the government coordinated with Stanford University and other entities to censor American speech leading up to this election. The House Judiciary Committee has brought this out and it selects subcommittee on the weaponization of the federal government. Okay, so there are people that are bringing this out. We've got Department of Homeland Security. They are waiting for a response from them to see what they have to say to this. They fucked with the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency. And this is like inside the global public affairs of the State Department. They all coordinated to create what is known as the Election Integrity Partnership. Okay. EIP is what they called it, to provide a way for the federal government to launder its censorship activities in hopes of bypassing both the First Amendment and public scrutiny. How did that work out for you? We've even got our new speaker talking about this. Hundreds of secret reports have been shown now how they all work together for this censorship. And now it's about finding out, like, we know they did this. We've known for a long time. So what happens? Who gets held accountable? And not a slap on the wrist. I think that we, the people, need to make sure that someone is absolutely held accountable. And the worst part is they're doing the same thing right now. They're doing the same thing with this witch hunt on Trump. And that's all it is. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and he's absolutely a Trump fan, but he's like, there's no way he's going to win. We have to stop, you know, putting him in the hot seat. He's not going to make it. And that may be true. I think this is what's going to happen. Okay. The Democrats aren't cheating because they feel like they're going to win. They're cheating because they know they're going to lose. And, you know, making sure that they can stall Trump in the courts is their priority right now. And it's not changing the narrative. It's actually making him more popular. And he knows that. Everybody knows that. And so, yeah, is it a lie that Biden is gaining popularity? Absolutely. Because the truth is, he's winning in several key swing states, which we knew that he won a few of these in 2020. However, the cheaters cheated. Okay. So we know he won back then. But people are not falling for this ridiculous shit show. People are waking up to this. So this is what I said to my friend. I get it. I get it that they're going to do everything they can to make sure Trump doesn't make it. Okay. They want to destroy America 100%. They want to destroy it. They want to control it. They want to tear it down and they want to build it to whatever narrative they want of having people that they can control, people puppets, and they're lining their pockets as they do it. Okay. But the truth is, Trump is not giving up on us. And I don't want you to give up on him. That's it. We have to pray for this man. He is showing up relentlessly. He gave up so much of his life to fight this fight for us. Okay. We owe it to him to stand by him. And I get it. This is what I think. I think Trump is very intelligent. Okay. I think he's smart. No matter how much of his ego plays a part in the actions that he takes, he knows and he will do what's best for America 100%. So if it comes down to it, I think he'll back someone. I think he will back someone and that's where we will go. But for now, we cannot veer from the path of making sure that he's on these ballots, making sure that he is getting our votes 100%. We can't half of us vote for, you know, our backup plan. There is no backup plan until we know 100% that Trump is not going to be on that ballot, that this is not going to be an option. And as of now, it absolutely is. And he's fucking crushing it. That's a thing. So it has people freaking out and they're going to start getting desperate. But the truth is coming out. All we need is more people to stand up to this. Less people wanting to line their pockets with briberies and whatever else fucking Soros is doing to buy off these judges, these, government officials. This is fucking ridiculous. They see the truth right in front of their faces. So I can't even begin to grasp the ignorance of why they still choose wrong. I don't get it. And maybe it's this whole Epstein client list, right? How do we never see that? The manifesto for the terrorist in Nashville, the manifesto was made public. It was leaked. And this is the thing, okay? Tell me why the government and mainstream media, okay, big tech, they're going so far out of their way to hide and censor the facts of this fucking manifesto. Why are they hiding that? And now they're worried about doing an investigation to find out who leaked it. Are you fucking kidding me? The fact that it was hidden in the first place is bullshit, but our priority is going to be who leaked it. We're not going to talk about the fact that this kid was an insane racist, okay? We're not going to talk about that. We're going to worry about moms, grandmas, MAGA people, but we're not worried about the trans terrorist shooter and the people just like him, okay, out there getting violent, getting angry because they're not getting their way. They're throwing these big tantrums. This guy literally killed people for being white. That's not an issue. But yeah, let's definitely find out who leaked it. And whoever leaked it, I hope he has access to these Epstein files. Because is that the thing? Is that what these people they is that what they have on people? Is that why they're selling out and making ridiculous decisions for our country? Is that why they're supporting a president who can't hold his shit together, who is so far declining that he's even losing his own Democrats to a Republican vote? Is this what's happening? I don't get it. What could they possibly have on people that would make them want to sell out and destroy a country? Like this judge that Trump's judge right now, this is definitely personal for him. He's a Trump hater, and it's unfortunate. He's not willing to see outside of the decision he's already made. Trump is guilty, and he's not looking past that. He's treating everyone like shit in the courtroom. It's not okay. It's not a fair day in court, 100%. But maybe now that these emails have, come out about all the censorship and all the partnering with, being able to control the media, and it does affect the First Amendment. It does affect everything. If you literally go to Google right now, it's so fucking biased that it takes me about an hour to do research on anything I want to talk about if I really want the facts. So it makes it easy for, the left to absolutely weaponize articles and news and everything else you have there because they believe all that to be true because it was what came up. So you'd think because all of this is out that they're going to start taking accountability right now and stop suppressing people's free speech and stop, violating the First Amendment. These documents have proven, even in personal conversations, that they had an agenda. 100%. And I feel like they're doing the same thing. So why can't we make everything in the government public? Everything should be seen. Absolutely. They work for us. It should not be hidden. And our world is so fucking upside down right now that the government knows everything about us and we don't know shit about them. That's backwards because they work for us. They shouldn't be spying on our shit or fucking around with what we want to say. And it has been a witch hunt from day one. Who's targeted? Absolutely. Trump. You've got anybody that ever stood up for him targeted. Newsmax, Babylon Bee, Everyday Americans. How many of us have been put in Facebook jail because we posted something that was fucking true? Do you know how many? I spent so much time in Facebook jail for posting the truth. And now it's stuff that they're literally saying, I'm sorry for, behind closed doors. They're not putting it on CNN that they're sorry that they're literally killing people with the vaccine and COVID on purpose every day. They didn't say that. That's not a public thing. It's stuff you have to search for. It's the documents and the little, press releases that they're letting out because they have to tell people what they do But they censor it so that it doesn't become a big topic. I mean, can you absolutely right now find all this information on the manifesto for this Nashville terrorist? I don't know. I mean, I found this article on a news source that I really trust, but I bet if you go to Google, there's a whole different narrative spin on that. It just doesn't fit their agenda. It doesn't fit who they want to make these terrorists out to be. And of course, you know, we've got Fox News saying they do not and have never censored speech or facilitated censorship. Okay. That's what they're saying, but we've got the receipts. We know they did it. Everybody fucking knows. How do we flip the script? How do we make change? We have the conversations. We have the tough conversations, and we keep on the people in our communities, the lawmakers, just at in your county. We have to hold them accountable. Your vote is so fucking important because you understand these are the people that get to make decisions for your future, your kids' future. This is important. It's a big deal. So it's not about like this doesn't, you know, pertain to me. Absolutely, it does. Absolutely, it does. And now that the Ukraine money laundering scheme, that's out on the table. But is that headline news? Is that something that you woke up this morning and saw on CNN that they're busted? I know a few rhinos that should feel humiliated right now. They were money hungry, warmongering, money hungry, backstabbing idiots. That's it. They're looking for peace talks with Russia. How do you not feel bad? You have blood on your hands, 100%. So were those campaign contributions worth your fucking integrity? Are any of them going to stand up and apologize and take responsibility? There's absolutely no remorse, and people are defending their original positions 100%. It sucks. I feel like we just need to wipe out the entire government and start over. And if you've been, you know, if your family has a political history and that's what you guys have done for generations and generations, you're being bred for this shit. You're being bred to not have integrity, to not have honesty, to not have a fucking soul. That's what I can't comprehend. How do these people have a soul? But the truth is, people are waking up. People are waking up. We've got Trump leading the polls in Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania. We've got Wisconsin. Wisconsin, let me see. Trump is ahead by one. Okay. 71% of people say Biden is too old. They're saying he lacks the mental sharpness. And this comes after, you know, I forgot her name, the lady that laughs like a hyena, the cackle, Kamala. Said that she guarantees her and Biden are going to win. There's no fucking way. If there was an election today, we would have it. We would have it 100%. What's fucking terrifying is they know they're going to lose. So what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They already stole an election. They've ruined the integrity. They are fucking with the Constitution. They're making up the rules as they go. And they seem to be getting away with it for the most part. They seem to be. But that means that the silent majority can't be silent anymore. You have to speak up. You have to have these conversations. I know a lot of people that I would like to look in the face and ask why. Why is this what we're voting for? Why is war and a tanked economy something that we should be proud of? Why can we not take pride in our country? If people don't like it, why wouldn't they leave? I saw those ridiculous videos of, you know, the LGBTQ parades where they are standing with Hamas and they're standing with all these things. And I'm thinking, these guys are dressed like girls. The women are dressed like guys. Their shit's all backwards. Do they not understand that if they showed up in that country, they would be ripped apart? Literally, probably just ripped apart. people don't even know what they're standing for anymore. They're just trying to fit in and feel popular. So when mainstream media is being hijacked and their agenda is being forced down your throat, what else are you going to think is popular? It's a natural thing as a kid growing up to want to fit in, to have a desire to be part of the cool kids club, to have that attention that we didn't otherwise get as a kid, to not be nurtured, okay? People that didn't get that and didn't want to grow through that are still trying to fit in. They're still trying to be accepted. And right now, to be accepted and to be popular, you basically have to flaunt a mental illness all across the board and be pissed because the world doesn't want to play with your fucking delusions. I am not going to play pretend. I am not. You love people for where they are? 100%. If you're a kind and good human, you're okay. It doesn't matter what you do behind closed doors. Just be a kind and good fucking human. Be smart. Running out and standing for a country who would otherwise slaughter you, where does that get you? I mean, happily, maybe we should all, it's our tax money. We should get to choose how we use it, right? Absolutely, we should have some say in how it's used. I would love for all of us just to put a little money in the pot. My husband told me to start a GoFundMe. Let's get a plane ticket for all these people that are standing with Hamas. Let's get them out there. Let's let them put their money where their mouth is and go stand up for these people. Go unite in arms. Are you fucking kidding me? Some of these people deserve the trauma that comes to them. 100%. They're fucking ignorant, uneducated, and they need to be in a mental asylum. We need to bring that back. We absolutely need to bring that back. Okay? But this is crazy. The witch hunt is ridiculous. I do think we need to stand behind Trump. I think we need to continue to pray for him because he is doing the damn thing. No matter what is coming at him, he is still continuing to stand for us. The censorship. You guys have to do your own research. I want to empower you to do your own research, okay? Do not watch mainstream media. Do not trust what you're hearing on the TV. You have to come to your own conclusion after you do some research. And cheers. I mean, Trump is still the front runner for the GOP nomination in 2024. He's the leading president in the polls, in a court battling an AG and a judge who clearly are politically motivated. Clearly, most popular candidate for president. They know the only way they can stop him is using the legal system to keep him off the campaign trail. It's not working. He's a force they can't stop. We love him and we love what he did for our country. And you may not like him. You may not like him. But his America and the world were in a way better place under his leadership. So I encourage you today, just pray for the guy. We have to stand behind him. We have to unite. We can't fall for this. We have to be divided. We can't vote for a backup. We have to stand behind him. When the day comes that he knows this isn't going to work out, we can trust what he says, okay? We could trust what he says. If he's going to back someone else, that's where we go. But for now, it's him. That's who we need right now. God help us.